Well, this morning, we will, since we have every generation with us, which I think is so great. As I was singing all for all the saints this morning, I was looking around at all the saints and all the different generation of saints that gather in this place from week to week. It's nothing short of a miracle for a downtown church to have generations. Can you just take a look around you and see the generations that sit near or around you today? And can you, either out loud or quietly in your heart, go, wow, hallelujah. This is really a gift that we get together in this place week after week together. Something fun that we'll do today. Have you ever watched the YouTube Wired video autocorrect where celebrities answer the most internet ask questions about them? Have you ever seen that? YouTube, Wired, autocorrect, do a Google search. It's fun because you'll see celebrities like Anna Kendrick answering Google questions about herself. And they basically have a bunch of tear-off tabs covering the final part of the answer. So can Anna Kendrick, and then they tear off the sticky note, tall. Is Anna Kendrick going to, or what is Anna Kendrick doing right now? Or is Julia Roberts taking her vitamins, or something like that? And so we're going to do that today. We'll just have these tear-off tabs that will help us remember kind of how we've been journeying through Hebrews over the past several weeks. And so we've journeyed through Hebrews, and so in the first part of Hebrews in chapters 1 and 2, we had this one phrase, and it was, we blank Jesus. Can anyone remember what it was? We blank Jesus. Okay, well, since we have different generations in our room, will someone who's aged between 0 and 10 come and take off the first autocorrect Google search for us? If you're 0 to 10 years old, please, will you come forth? Yes, thank you, please. In Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, there was this one phrase that said, but we, you can take this one off. Yeah. Great. We see Jesus. Do you remember that? Thanks, Lily. We see Jesus. And we talked about this truth that the Hebrews preacher was trying to preach to that group of hearers, because that first century group of hearers were downcast. They were discouraged. Some of them were trying to make it, but feeling like this following Jesus thing was just too hard. Or they were being bullied by the powers who were saying, forget about Jesus, just listen to our power instead. But the preacher to Hebrews said, but we see Jesus. And they didn't physically see him, but the preacher of Hebrews was saying, when we put the life of Jesus on display, by being a people who love, by being a people who show mercy, by being a people who forgive, we see Jesus. And that's what we were saying a few weeks ago. When we do that, as the people of God, when we leave this place, or as we gather in this place Sunday after Sunday and then go out into the world, and when we put the life of Jesus on display by being a people who show mercy, by being a people who forgive, for being a people who care for the downcast, we see Jesus. And then last week, when we jumped ahead to Hebrews chapter 7 and 8, and we were mostly in chapter 7. Yeah, it was chapter 7. We had another phrase about Jesus. It wasn't we see Jesus, but it was we hear? No. We are Jesus? No. Okay. How about someone who's aged 11 to 19? Come do the tear-off tab for us. If you're aged 11 to 19, raise your hand. Casey? Okay, great. This was from chapter 7. So we see Jesus, we put his life on display, but we... Wait for it. Yeah, what does it say? Oh, yeah, good. We need Jesus. And we told that story, or we talked about that story of Melchizedek. Do you remember Melchizedek? And we said, what in the world, why do we care about Melchizedek? And Melchizedek was this priest king from another time, another galaxy, another planet, who met old man Abraham when Abraham was coming back from a rescue mission of rescuing his nephew Lot from these storming enemies. And Abraham had won, thanks be to God and Yahweh, but he was tired, he was discouraged, he was dismayed, and we heard about this priest king of righteousness and peace and rightness named Melchizedek, who met Abraham and blessed him. He blessed him. And Abraham needed that blessing. And Abraham was so grateful for that blessing that then he said, I'm going to give you 10% of the spoils from my war victory. And so Melchizedek and Abraham had this very rich and deep relationship. And so the reason we said we need Jesus was the Hebrews preacher then said, Jesus is just like Melchizedek. He comes from another world. He's out of this world. And he's got this grace and this power and this peace that is otherworldly. But the good news of that is that Jesus was here, is here by his Spirit. This resurrected Christ walks and talks and is with us and, like the men so lovingly sang, abides with us. And we need this Jesus because left to our own strengths or left to our own powers or left to our own gumption, we grow weary. We grow tired. We get overwhelmed by the circumstances of the world around us. And we need something bigger than just us. And so we need Jesus. So then in today's story, Hebrews 8, the Hebrews preacher does a cut and paste from the Old Testament. And it's the biggest cut and paste ever to show up in the New Testament that was in the Old Testament. And so where is it from in the Old Testament? Jeremiah, right? So that's why we read the Jeremiah text as the first reading, because basically the Hebrews preacher said, I'm going to quote the greatest verse from the Old Testament and put it in my Hebrew sermon. And he takes this promise from Jeremiah, where Jeremiah says to the downcast Israelites who've been taken from their home worshiping place in Jerusalem and exiled in another place thousands of miles away from where they were. They're downcast, they're depressed. But Jeremiah says, don't worry, Israel. Don't worry, people of God. You will blank the Lord. Someone aged 20 to 29, please do the final tab for us. 20 to 29. Oh, great, Christian. Look at him in all his 20-year-old something glory. We know Jesus. That promise that they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And Yahweh says, God says, I will be merciful. And so I hope we can carry these big phrases with us. I mean, it seems simple, but these are great truths that we ought to carry with us. That we see Jesus. When we put Jesus' life on display, we see it. In this community of faith, we see it in each other's faces, in each other's lives. And we don't do this in our own strength, and so we need Jesus. And that's why we come to this place as a community of faith, so that we can worship the living God together and be encouraged and get this encouragement and power by the Spirit that we maybe just can't get on our own by worshiping at bedside Baptist on Sunday mornings. We need Jesus. We need each other. We need this community of faith. And the greatest news is that this knowing Jesus isn't just stuff that we conjure up in our own strength. But God has implanted Christ in our hearts, even from the beginning of time. And if you have that prayer with you, that's why we've put a couple of these prayers in the bulletin today. The prayer of St. Patrick is such a great reminder of this Jesus who is known. And not because we can work up the strength or the willpower to know him. And yes, we do want to practice spiritual practices so that we can know Jesus better. But Christ is with us. The promise of God is that Christ is with us, whether we're acknowledging it or not at this point of the journey. And that last paragraph of the St. Patrick's prayer gives us some great promises that I hope we might even carry with us today. Christ be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind me. Christ before me. Christ beside me. Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ in quiet. Christ in danger. Christ in hearts of all that love me. Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. If you don't know that prayer of St. Patrick, I encourage you to maybe get to know it. And it might become one of those prayers that you carry with you for the journey. Christ with us. Christ abiding with us. Christ restoring. Christ speaking to us through friend or stranger. Christ, the one who we can truly know. And so, Hebrews is a great sermon filled with all these little mini sermons. But at the heart of it are these big trajectory messages from God saying, yes, you can see me in the face and presence of Christ. Yes, you need me because you're not to do this putting Christ's life display work on your own. And yes, I know you. It's a done deal, so you can know me. As we continue to journey to the table today, might we be encouraged with these promises that God knows us. God knows us. God knows us.